KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system throughout Humboldt County. Joining Emily and myself today, we've got Craig Benson, Eureka Open Space Parks and Recreation Commission. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you. So, Craig, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate that. I guess explain what the Open Space Parks and Recreation Commission does.
Okay, well, the Open Space Parks and Recreation Commission, we just call it OSPR for short.
Probably a good idea.
It's a lot like the Planning Commission, but it was created by the Eureka City Council by appointment for citizens to serve in an advisory capacity to both to the council, to the city manager and city staff, around anything related to public open space, recreation programs, parks, landscapes, squares, grounds, etc. The duties are fairly broad, and it's things like setting forth strategies, prioritizing park projects, thinking about policies. We just make recommendations to the council. We don't have the ability to approve or disapprove projects. We just make strong recommendations, which are often listened to. And it's a great group. It's a very high capacity group at this point. We've got 9 commissioners.
Wow.
Serving 3-year terms.
That's fantastic. And this commission, how does it relate to trails through Eureka?
Well, certainly, a number of City of Eureka's open spaces have trails, like Sequoia Park and mm-hmm. Cooper's Gulch and Palco Marsh and Halverson Park, etc., and the new Hikshari Trail that's just being completed right now by Redwood Community Action Agency in the city. We certainly will make recommendations and promote the completion of the waterfront trail. One of our biggest priorities, along with City Council, is economic development along the waterfront, and the waterfront trail is seen as really a crown jewel of that economic development, just to get people utilizing and revitalizing and revivifying the waterfront.
That is certainly good news.
One of the interesting things is City of Eureka has a lot of city parks, and we always talk about trails, but it's also really important to have lots of small open space near neighborhoods, and so people can easily get out their door and either play with their kids or walk their dog or go play softball. And I really feel that the city has a lot of those small neighborhood parks scattered throughout the city, and I always think about, wouldn't it be great to have much more of a even like a bike boulevard system connecting those parks, and I just think about that integrated network of trails and city parks, and the city of Eureka is really prime for that, and I think has so many great things going, and especially along the waterfront where there has been a lot of progress connecting those parks.
Yeah, one of the things that shocked me becoming a commissioner, I thought we were just going to be looking after the parks and maybe some big city facilities, et cetera. But what I didn't realize is that there's 141 city-owned facilities that OSPR looks at both, facilities like the Wharfinger Building and the Adorney Center and, the municipal auditorium, but also all the parks and all the sports fields and just the multitude of little gardens and landscaped areas and squares, and then some open space areas that aren't really even on the public radar, as well. And, some brownfields areas and community gardens and the like.
Wow, that is a large number. So you were talking a moment ago about the waterfront trail project being the crown jewel. What kind of plans and plans have you been, I guess, submitting to the Eureka City Council for their approval regarding that?
The Parks and Open Space Commission doesn't really create plans. Uh-huh. You know, we certainly comment on the plans, but some of the stuff that's in the in the fire, right now, RCA submitted the Eureka Waterfront Trail and Promenade plan some years ago for a contiguous, 6.5-mile waterfront trail and promenade, and pieces of that, as you know, have already been done. You know, that the section by Target has been done. The walk along the wharf at F Street has been done. The 1.6-mile Hikshari Trail is, you've seen a lot in the paper lately, is just about complete. And so there's some pieces that are missing to kind of get that string of pearls complete. There's a section from Target down through Blue Ox that's yet to go. But the city has already committed monies to the C Street to Del Norte section to go into the planning phase, and that could be planned over the next couple of years and then implemented. So, maybe two or three years out, we'll be seeing that section done. And then from Del Norte down to Truesdale, which is the top end of the Hikshari Trail, there's also some money apportioned for that. That'll be a little slower timeline. So I think, if we 10 years from now, we will see a beautiful waterfront trail, I think, going from South Eureka all the way to North Eureka, where non-motorized bicycles, et cetera, can avoid Broadway and 101 and get all the way through town on foot or bike.
So it looks like, at this point, it looks like a 10-year project to get that complete?
I think it's safe to say that we'd all like to hope that it could be done in maybe 5 years, but, anywhere between 5 and 10 years. While my kids are still kids and while I can still walk, I'd be happy to see it done.
That's right. I know, I'm doing the math. I'm 55 now. It's like, okay, 65, I probably can still probably do it. I have to stay in good shape.
I would say the most promising thing is for also for all of the segments along the waterfront, there has at least been some initial planning. Like for the C Street to Del Norte, we already have like half of the designs done. When I say we, meaning the city, and the city also has all the environmental done for those sections. So there's already pieces that are really done, and all of this pre-planning takes a while. But they also have funding allocated to do some of the pre-planning and environmental from Target under 101 up to Tidd Street, where the new open space open door clinic is. So, even though that might seem more far off, there already is some funding allocation to work on that. And so how all these things work is just making sure to get, your project in for funding. And the city has been really, really good with that, with making that a priority and, seeking out regional transportation funds to make that happen.
And a newsflash on that section, the Target up through Second Slough, to the Open Door Clinic, is that the city has been offered a property called the Dowler property to become part of their open space, and so that's right up in there, and that property could serve as a trailhead.
Uh-oh.
Craig, you there? Hello? Oh, dear.
I'm sure he will call back. That property is out just near the Open Door Clinic and a little bit to the south southeast, and so I hope the city will...
I'm back.
Oh, good. There you are.
my cheek hit the mute button. Sorry.
Ah, that's what happened. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't hear a dial tone or anything, so I figured we would just stall.
What I was going to add to what Emily said was that the city's now considering getting the Dowler property, which is right next to the Open Door Clinic. It's being offered to the city for the price of $1, that could serve as a trailhead for that section of the waterfront that goes from Target up through Second Slough to the Open Door Clinic. And so the city's going to take a really close look at that and, make sure that there aren't, liabilities attached to that property, and that could become part of that trail system as well.
$1, huh? Do we have funding for that?
I'll donate $1.
I think a lot of us would. We'll name the trail after you. for your endowment there. Well, fantastic. So it's very exciting to hear all the plans to do the waterfront trail through Eureka. It is. We've talked about this on the show before, Emily and I, about how committed the city of Eureka is to that, and we really, really appreciate that. Let's look heading north now towards completing the Bay Trail. I know that the city of Arcata is working on getting the Bay Trail done from the city of Arcata all the way to like the Bray Cut Center. Any plans or any recommendations, I guess, that your commission's been giving to Eureka with regard to the southern end of that trail?
Certainly, you know, both gateways from Eureka, the gateway to the Arcata Eureka Trail, the gateway to the Eureka to King Salmon. You know, the Open Space Parks and Recreation Commission are sort of like the cheerleaders for for trails, and so, you know, we're quite willing to make recommendations that we want to see those you know, those longer pieces of the California coastal trail you know, completed, and that the city has an important role in that. But as you know, there's a lot of varying interest, and there's a lot of you know, the city council is interested in that, but they also have the ears of business community, and so, you know, they're looking at you know, rail with trail. By and large, seems to be the majority of council seems to be going that direction, and we know that may ultimately be a really great solution, but it also makes things a little bit more complex. But, you know, luckily with the silver lining of sea level rise is that, you know, there may end up being a dike or a levee system improvement that can also coincide with a trail improvement. So, you know, who knows what's in the future about that. But certainly OSPR is in favor of that being developed at the earliest possible time.
And, of course... of course, the North Coast Railroad Authority has said that they would be willing to at least entertain exceptions to their stated rail with trail policy for certain areas where sharing could take place. Specifically, the bridge over the Eureka Slough is one that was cited. Another area that was at least considered was the area by the mill there, where it's the eucalyptus trees. It makes it very, very hard to do a rail with trail at that point. And at least the North Coast Railroad Authority is at least entertaining the possibility of, you know, making exceptions for those specific areas. Emily, have you heard anything about the North Coast Railroad Authority since we talked last?
No, not really, particularly on the NCRA. They still haven't met yet in the new year, I believe, since their January meeting was canceled. But I definitely know the county and HCOG are, you know, thinking of ways really to move this forward, especially thinking about heading south from Bray Cut, which is where the city of Arcata's project will end. So there's momentum to keep moving on and getting some designs south from Bray Cut. And really, from Bray Cut to Indianola, you know, that's a section that should be, you know, one of the, like, more easier segments to plan out. Mm-hmm. There is more of a larger kind of right-of-way there, and there's not the eucalyptus and other kind of constraints that's south from Indianola. So probably starting there, heading south, and, you know, that I think there'll likely be some funding allocation to get those planning stages, you know, moving forward.
Very good. And, of course, there has to be a conversation with Caltrans as well, since they're part of this big, large conversation as well, and the potential of some funding sources there, dealing with their mandate in order to move forward with their project through that same corridor. So a lot of stuff to look forward to down the road. With regard to that area.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll keep being we'll keep giving some updates.
Absolutely.
And Craig, I was also really interested in hearing about you know, any of priorities from OSPR for a dog park in Eureka? I know that's, you know, that's something that I hear quite often, of being able to have a place to have your dog off leash and an official place, since really the only dog park in the county is up in McKinleyville.
Well, from what I understand, that it's actually moving forward. I think they've even begun construction on it, haven't they?
Well, there have been some fill materials brought in to try to create a more level site. The location of the Eureka Dog Park is dedicated by the city at this point. So, mm-hmm. So the location is set, and it's over there between behind General Hospital, behind the old juvenile hall.
Right. It's near the big wood pile, right?
Right, near the sheriff's wood cutting pile. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can also access it from Zane School across Second Slough. But it is on a slope, so trying to create a slightly more level area has been sort of the first phase of it. The planning is done. There's a lovely plan that has trails and doggy pots, of course, and a fenced area. And Rex Bond has said he would dedicate fencing donate fencing. And so there's a lot of pieces, and there's been fundraising by a little nonprofit group that's really focused on the dog park, and I think they're, you know, around 17,000, I think, is last I heard, that they have in the bank. And so, we're really waiting for kind of a cash infusion at this point, and a higher level of dedication from city council or a grant, you know, what have you, to really move that forward. And something that is in our sort of short-term goals of something that we want to see happen, much like the skate park was sort of the last short-term goal. And now it's the dog park, as well as the Greenways and Gulches Ordinance, and which speaks more to what Emily was asking about earlier, about how to string together the parks. It's kind of difficult to string together the parks because, you know, we have the built environment from all the neighborhoods, but the Greenways and Gulches sort of offer this opportunity in Eureka of having these forested gulches that offer a lot of ecosystem services that run through town radially from the south, from the west, from the north. And when you look at an air photo of Eureka, it's quite obvious that those exist. And so there's this Greenways and Gulches Ordinance is really meant to identify what those greenway areas are and to set standards to ensure that any development that happens in there is compatible with open space and environmental and the public safety values of those gulches. And while that is all private property at this point, you know, looking long term into the future, I definitely hear some people talking about how the Greenways and Gulches could connect Eureka into a large trail system. When you look at an air photo, for example, you look at the golf course in the Martin Slough watershed, it comes all the way up into Sequoia Park, and then it's just a quick couple of blocks over Harris, to start to connect up with Third Slough and Second Slough headwaters of those watersheds. So with very little trail on surface streets, there could be a system that where you could walk around Eureka, not only on the waterfront, but kind of along the backside as well.
Well, I think that would be really an excellent thing. I think any of us who live in the Eureka area for any period of time have probably walked in a few of those sloughs. And some of those gullies and some of those spaces there that naturally exist in Eureka, and it would be very exciting to see something like that. And I also think it would also one of the things when you walk in those areas, sometimes you will run across homeless encampments. It's just one of those side effects of having those gullies throughout the city. And I think having a trail system throughout it would also probably discourage that sort of thing as well.
What we found is the more you daylight places like that and the more public uses them, the more those kinds of activities that people do that they don't want to be in public view tend to go down.
Mm-hmm.
You also provide law enforcement with access, et cetera.
Yeah, I think it could be a real positive thing. Well, we are pretty much out of time here. Emily, is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap this?
Also, just as an update on the circulation element of the County's general plan. Just since we've talked about that on the show a little bit, there was a lot of progress made at the Board of Supervisors on doing initial voting on the circulation element, and it really looked like, you know, all the supervisors were really, you know, understanding the need to really have, you know, context-sensitive solutions for all modes in rural and remote and suburban and urban areas, and really seeing that that's important to people in the county. And so I was really glad to see a lot of progress there. So just a short update on that.
Excellent. All righty. Craig, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Emily, as always.
Thank you.
And this conversation you will find archived shortly as a podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.